With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Manchester City have learnt their path to Champions League glory after Friday's draw for the quarterfinals and semi-finals of the competition. City face Real Madrid in the second leg of their last 16 tie in the coming weeks. But if they overcome Real, they will take on either Juventus or Lyon in the quarterfinals. City will then, if they get the better of Juve or Lyon, take on either Barcelona, Napoli, Bayern Munich or Chelsea in the semi-finals of the competition. Moving on, and whilst the quarterfinals onwards of this season's Champions League are to be played in Portugal, UEFA have confirmed that City will play the second leg of their Champions League round of 16 tie against Real Madrid at the Etihad Stadium. UEFA had been concerned about the viability of playing round of 16 games in different countries before the winners of the ties then have to fly to Portugal for the knockout rounds amid the coronavirus pandemic. But UEFA have now cleared all the home sides to play at their home grounds for the remaining last 16 encounters. Finally today, John Stones is determined to be at the forefront of Manchester City's continuing push for glory and believes his team are still the best in the country despite losing their title to Liverpool this season. Of course, City could still complete a treble this term if they win the FA Cup and Champions League, having already picked up the EFL Cup. After a season affected by form and fitness problems, Stones is anxious to make sure he's a part of any forthcoming success and believes that City are still the best in the country, even if they can no longer call themselves champions. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.